Coming up on today's Fifi, Dave and Fev catch-up, Donald Trump calls the show, Fev's got a big surprise for Fifi, and we find out what Fev said on another radio station that got him written about in the Herald Sun this morning. All that and more after these messages from our sponsors.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to start, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open it up in your browser, and now you can catch up with the guys.
We hope this Fifi, Dave and Fev catch-up keeps you interested while you listen, doing whatever you're doing. And Smile Solutions have interest-free payment plans for Invisalign. Call Smile Solutions on 13 13 96.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Guys, I've organised a big surprise for you, Fief, and it has to surrounding your Neighbours debut, because we haven't heard about Neighbours for a while.
Yeah, what's that about?
Which is strange, but...
Well, I finished filming.
Yes, and you have finished filming, and the product of all your hard work a couple of months, or about a month ago, is that your show is airing next Tuesday live on Channel 11, yes. Neighbours debut. So I thought to myself, you know, when I was Lovelace on the footy show, TV show, I was really nervous when I had to watch it. So I thought to myself, to prepare you for next Tuesday, I thought I'd hire out the Jam Factory.
What do you mean hire out the Jam
I've
Factory?
I've hired out a cinema, and we're going to do an advanced screening of your first episode.
This is great.
Yeah,
for you to go and watch.
That, for, like, as a friend, that I'm so appreciative, and that is a wonderful gesture. Wow, you've hired out a cinema at the Jam Factory.
And this is like it's like a steak knives had. There's more.
Oh, gosh, what else is there? What else is there?
We're inviting 150 people, which are our great listeners, to come along, sit in the beautiful establishment, which is Jam Factory Cinemas.
Yes.
And we're going to watch it with you. We're going to invite some of your celebrity friends to come along to watch the episode.
Nice. That's nice.
Because you do play Fifi. You do play Brooke Butler from the Gold Coast, a hot mum, going back to shake things up at Ramsey Street.
Ooh.
How exciting! Well, surprise!
It is. No, thank you. And I don't want to detract from your surprise. I don't. Can I go back to my initial sentiment? Thank you. That is a very sweet thing. You are a dear friend. It's very thoughtful. I sort of want to watch it on my own.
Well,
like, no, I don't.
You can do that on Tuesday.
No, but I don't.
And for all our great listeners, if you want to come along, register at fox.com.au, or you can call 131060 now to get one of those 150 seats, some popcorn, some Coke, some Choc Tops, watch Brooke Butler.
It's just I've been thinking, I'm getting genuinely nervous the closer we get to the on-air date, because there's a lot on this. This is my first foray into acting. I don't know if it's going to work. I'm not sure if anyone... So the first time I watch myself, I just like to watch it on my own.
Hey,
there's
more.
You want a champion.
After the show, we're going to have a little after party, is going to be held at the Chapel Street's newest venue, The Rocks, in the Jam Factory.
Again,
a few drinks and tapas to hang out with Brooke.
I just wanted to be in my UGG boots, in my pyjamas, on the couch.
We're going to celebrate. You're an actress now.
I know.
So we're going to celebrate you becoming an actress.
The first time you see yourself acting on the television, it's just a bit nerve-wracking.
Maybe we put this one on hold so we don't watch the premiere with everyone and just save it for when you have your first on-screen kiss. And we get everyone along for that one.
We'll be doing that as well. Don't worry. But this is just the kickoff.
What are you talking about?
And
Fee, this is, you know, like, you know, movie stars go to Cannes and whatever. This is like that. It's like you warming up for when bigger things come along.
And like the big Hollywood stars that come out when you go to a premiere, we're going to get you up the front and you're going to talk about the episode.
Yep. Inside the actor's studio.
Yeah.
We've got Natalie's on the phone. Morning, Natalie.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Keen to come to see Fifi's debut at Neighbours?
I certainly would. I reckon it'd be awesome.
Oh, it's going
to
be.
Thank you, Nat. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm the best party planner. I did Trixie's birthday party.
I love what you've done.
This is going to be
amazing. Feel a bit sick in the stomach.
That's okay. We're all going to be there. We'll judge it.
I might leave you guys watching. I don't even know if I can stay in the cinema.
Yeah, no, Fee, you stay. Look, I'm not good with psychology, but I think when someone's nervous, it helps those nerves. There's a room full of people critiquing their acting job. Is that right, Fee?
That's exactly right.
Marie, hello.
Hello, Fox FM. Good morning.
Oh, Marie, thanks for calling.
Hi, Fifi.
Would you like to come along, Marie?
Hi, Fab.
Hi.
Absolutely, love to.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, Marie, thank you. That's right. Look, I really appreciate the support. You, Natalie, it's lovely.
And for all those people listening, we've had two callers. We've got 150 seats, so ring up, please, on 131060. Come along and watch.
The switch has melted down. I wonder, though, I mean, could we do it in a few months? Can we do it for my final episode? Can we just not?
See, you might as well be honest now, because I heard Marlon Brando, like when he was in Superman the movie, he used to have cue cards because you'd never remember his lines. Is there any tricks that you had? Because you'll get exposed once the TV show airs.
I'm not telling you any of my tricks.
Fox.com.au if you want to come celebrate Fifi's debut on Neighbours at Chapel Street's newest venue, Rocks Jam Factory, the little after party. Will there be a freshly pressed red carpet?
We're going to make it. It'll be amazing. It'll be the bigger than that when the Titanic came out.
Wait, the Titanic sunk!
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Fev, we spoke about this earlier in the show. Let's revisit it. 60 Minutes last night, Clarkey, our revered former Australian test captain, was on talking about lots of things in his life. And one of the things I thought interesting, he had his beautiful wife, Kylie, with him. And they, what a lovely love story. They went to school together. They were in the same year at school. They then reconnected years later. But Kylie tells the story, and I do love this, that she was not interested in him back in high school. Barely knew who he was, didn't find him at all attractive. And it was only years later when she said, yeah, I guess he's kind of hot, but didn't think he was when I first met him. And why are you laughing, Dave?
This is, yeah, when someone's on $1 million contract, they become heaps more attractive.
No, I get it. And you know this, Dave. You've been on a few romantic journeys with me, not together, obviously, but you.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. What a phrase. Fev, don't.
What?
Don't look into it. No, but you'll
peel that back a little bit.
No.
Right, well, here you go. I'll peel it back, Fev. You don't know this, but one of my ex-boyfriends, I remember when I met him and a few of my friends were trying to set me up with him and they were going, come on, he's a good catch. What about him? And on the night I met him, I looked at them when they tried to set me up with him and I didn't even have to speak. I basically, to give you the mental image, I stuck two fingers down my throat and I mimicked vomiting. That's how I felt about him when I first saw him.
Wow.
I know, that's harsh, isn't it?
And then you dated him.
Yeah, fell for him. And that's the thing, though. But see, I'm very much led by personality. It's not necessary. But physically, I was not physically attracted to him in the slightest. And I turned a corner. And I think this can happen. And on 131060, if there's anyone who, like me, or like Kylie Clark, was not initially attracted to them, I'm going to read what's on the sheet in front of me. Did you find your partner disgusting when you first saw them?
Who wrote that down, Fed?
I thought it said... When he was at school with no coin and then now earns $10 million a year, no. Do you find him more attractive?
No, this is all about... No.
I get a Mercedes?
Oh, yeah, I'm into this.
No, this is... And my example was a good example. The guy that I ended up dating that I was not physically attracted to initially, he didn't have any money. So it's not about that. It's not. Sometimes you can just have... You can look at someone and have zero physical attraction. And then it can...
It's just a hard sell, so we'd call him up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's horrific. But I got to know him.
No, but this, you would... Guys, I think you would be surprised. This does happen. It can come... That attraction can
come
grow.
Around.
It can come around. Oh, okay.
Well, didn't Clarkie turn around and say that he didn't even know that they went to school together?
Yeah, so he didn't
he
know.
He didn't know either.
No, exactly. But do you feel that... Can that happen for guys with girls? I'm asking you a genuine question. Do you think... Do you need some kernel of attraction even initially? Or can a girl, over a few weeks, a month, blow you away and you never saw it coming? But you do. Just so everyone listening know, they're just gesturing to each other to speak. One of you needs to speak.
May I say, the reverse happens. As in, there's a girl that you think is a belter.
Yeah. Well,
and then you talk to her and go, oh, no. I've had that happen.
I was the opposite. I saw Alex and thought, oh, wow, like, 25,000 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then when I spoke to her, she was even a better person. So
that's
beautiful. She was ticking boxes everywhere.
See, I
love
that.
Looked at me and went, yeah.
Well, you had your dreadlocks at the time.
No, she loved the dreadlocks.
I did love the dreadlocks
too.
She
loved the dreadlocks. And I just give her the girls get the girls, baby.
Oh!
No, I didn't say that to her. I was like a real suck. I stalked her for about 3 months.
I'm glad
and then
I
she finally
asked.
Fell.
No, it's a beautiful love story, that love story, Fev. It doesn't always work that way, though. In 131060, if you were initially not attracted to your partner and you came round, and this is good, these are good stories for people to be inspired because there might be someone in your life right now you're not attracted to, maybe give them a shot. Maybe they're not that bad.
131060.
He's got a face like a dropped pie, but things could work out.
Did you find your partner disgusting? You could be celebrating the start of the Melbourne Cup Carnival at Amy Victoria Derby Day if you were our playful caller of the day as well. So there's an incentive.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Now, we were talking about last night, 60 Minutes, Kylie Clark and Michael Clark talking about their relationship and the fact that Kylie, when they went to school together, didn't look twice at Michael, was not interested in him, was not slightly attracted to him. And then things can change and someone can grow on you. The growers, they're always fun. And sometimes the relationship that's lasts because it's not just based on a physical attraction that can peter out. And I did say I was in a relationship, and then when I first met that particular partner, I was not in the slightest bit physically attracted to him. In fact, when I met him, when my girlfriend said, "Go on, go for him, he'd be a great catch," I gestured vomiting. That's how I felt about him physically. And then he grew on me. So this does happen.
But then you axed him because you were like, seriously, this can only last so long. Look at that face.
And then he what?
What?
What'd you say? And then he what?
What did I say?
He grew on her.
He grew. Steph from Oakley. Hi, Steph.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Really well, Steph. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you're not physically attracted, but then their personality takes over and suddenly they're the man of your dreams.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
What happened?
So pretty much I met my partner when I was 16. I was friends with him first. Did not find him attractive one bit. It was that whole mother stage at the moment, at that time. And, yeah, I think he was into me, kept talking to me, kept text messaging me, and I was like, no, not interested. And then when I was 20, I started personal training, and he was the personal trainer. Oh. And he just got hot. And then pretty much from then on, we've been together.
Yeah, we have.
That's not superficial at all, Steph.
Personal trainers should have been in that survey.
You're right. Personal trainers. Sneaky, sneaky personal trainers.
I know.
Well, Steph, that is that's exactly what we're talking about. You are much like Kylie Clark.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's all good now. He's attractive now.
Thank God.
But even if he wasn't, that's the thing. It's all about the heart. Someone's heart, guys. Can we all just focus on personality is, honestly,
but that
the
heart
primary connection.
Should be surrounded with huge lats, pecs and fake tan.
Amber in Glen Iris. Hi, Amber.
Hello, how are you?
Really well, Amber. Have you found yourself at times superficial and then you've dug a bit deeper and you've thought, no, I really am attracted to this guy?
Yes, absolutely.
What happened? What was it? Is this your current partner?
Yeah. Been together 3 years now.
Okay, what happened when you first met, when you first clocked eyes on him, Amber?
Okay, so when I first met him, I was a fresher at college and he was on committee. And so for committee, for O-Week, they dye their hair crazy colours and everything. So he's a brunette and he had bleached his hair blonde, gone short back and sides, shaved everything off.
Great look.
And bleached his hair, bleached his eyebrows as well and gotten a perm. It was disgusting.
A perm?
Oh my God.
A perm. So he looked like this like pale little mole rat. It was ridiculous. And then
Well, he couldn't have tried any harder to be physically disgusting to you. So
the whole committee was like that. And then he shaved it all off and we worked on the college play together and he was the director and I was the assistant director and I was like,
a grower. Amber, I love that. See, that is a great story. That is, you know, that's inspiration for girls out there who may not necessarily be attracted on first glance at a guy. You know what, Amber, I enjoyed that so much. You know what I think we've done here, Tim?
Have we done it?
I think we may
press
have done
button.
It.
Press the button.
Congratulations, caller.
Wow.
You're Fifi, Dave and Fev's
most playful caller of the day.
Wow.
Amber, do you want to go to Flemington?
You are
off to the races, my friend.
We've got a couple of tickets to Amy Victoria Derby Day, Saturday, 29th of October, and you're in the running for this huge ticket upgrade into the Parade Lounge. It's worth over $600 a ticket. Congrats.
Over $600. Didn't see that coming, did you, Amber?
No, I've worked at the races for the last 4 years, and this year I'm not working. Yeah. I'm so excited.
And you've got a hot boyfriend now, too, so that did work out well.
Tell him to get a pill.
Well, I mean, you could axe him too and head down there. There's some good-looking roosters, isn't there, Fev?
Oh, there is.
Yeah. Great place to pick up.
Congratulations, Playful Caller of the Day awarded every day this week. Celebrate the start of the Melbourne Cup Carnival at Amy Victoria Derby Day.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more text telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Hey, Fief, last night I was laying in bed watching a bit of Diana. I haven't seen that show before. And in the ad breaks, I like to go through what's been posted on Instagram, you know, the lovely pictures. And it occurred to me, a little picture popped up, and this person's been very quiet on Instagram. You know, Hamish has had his little boy taking over the Instagram everywhere. Dave's got his new bundle of joy, getting a lot of hits. And one person in particular has been very, very quiet, just sitting back there, just seeing what's mustering up and how many likes they're getting. And then she's just gone bang with two pictures. Little Trixie Belle beautiful.
I did. I was so, these gorgeous photos I had taken of her, and I got them over the weekend.
She's back in a big way.
Beautiful. Just these amazing photos that I did. I couldn't help but share on Instagram. And, her little face, doll dressed up as a ballerina.
She, within an hour, became the number one clicked toddler again. She got her reign back. She'd be right.
She wouldn't even know. The beauty of being three is that
she has no idea. She knows. That's why she went bang. She'd been sitting back for about a month.
I think she might have an idea because on the phone. Morning, Trixie.
Wow, that's interesting. Why?
Hello. Hello, good morning, Fiona.
Oh, darling, you're up. I guess so, 25 past eight. You're ringing the show again, yet you don't know how to use it. You're ringing me on your Minnie Mouse phone, sweetheart.
Cute. Whatever, woman. Anyway, still. While I'm at it, pay my Telstra bill, goddammit. Still sitting there. Anyway. Look, I would like to start on your so-called radio show with an apology, which is very much against the genetics in our family. We don't apologise much.
But I would like to apologise.
To everyone listening, sorry for breaking the internet yesterday. 8,000 likes a photo. Oh, Dwop's mic runs away. Oh, that's crazy.
Darling, it's not about the likes. Don't get caught up in that. That's just silly talk.
Yeah, it's not about the likes for you. What do you get, 300 a pop? Now, Fiona, yes. I hope you're sitting down for this. I'm being very serious. Now, the photos are just the start of the campaign. I really think my brand can really take off after this, all right? I've got a whole setup lined up, and it's starting with a tell-all autobiography.
No, that's not happening. You don't have a brand. You're a child.
What are you talking about? Okay, how's this for a title? Whatever it is, whenever, blah, blah, blah. It's called Trixie Belle, I'm a bombshell, not a dumbbell. My PR manager says it shows that I'm sassy and I don't take any BS. I think it's quite cool. I have the press release right here. It just says, here we go. A literary masterpiece, which is all the more amazing because the author can't read or write yet. I was like, whatever. That didn't stop winning for Vola. So.
Hey, Trix.
Now, yes,
are you a bit worried about Dave's new beautiful baby taking over you or what?
Sorry, I don't know who you're talking about. As far as I'm concerned, she doesn't exist. Now this is to sell, okay? This is how people.
Back to
this
the press
will be pushing
release.
All these units of my autobiography. It's my life living with Fiona, so I've got all the stories. Like the time she wouldn't let me unwrap my birthday presents until 2 months later.
You were two. You didn't even know what they were.
Oh, I remember. Thanks very much, okay? Or the time I ate batteries for dinner. Now,
that was an accident. We don't bring that up.
Oh, way to serve that up, Fiona. I've heard of a Michelin Free Hat meal, not a Duracell double A meal. Oh, my God. And there's other things that haven't seen the light of the day. Oh, salacious. So, if anyone wants to contact me on my Instagram account, I'll be pushing units today. Peace out, bitches.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Which professions cheat the most? I know we often ask ourselves this question, boys. Now, I have a definitive answer. When I say definitive, it's just another study. Let's be honest. University lecturers or people, you know, tutors, people with time on their hands at universities, they just gather
together.
Some dude
on a corner, isn't it? Well, just a clipboard.
May I throw this question out to the people?
Yes, go for it, Dave.
Yeah. What kind of research are you doing, guys? Like, do they flirt with people and then when they say yes, ha-ha, you've been trapped. What is your profession? How do you get results on
well,
that?
Well, what they did, and I'm very skeptical of these studies, but I don't mind their sample size. 42,000 adults. Like, I usually, anything under 1,000, I dismiss. I wouldn't even talk about it on the radio. So but 42,000, I'll pay that. 100 countries. So we've got, well, actually, I'd like to break that down. I mean, I don't know whether, I mean, I think you'd have countries that cheat more than others. Often it's cultural beliefs, isn't it?
Yep.
Fev's backing away from this entire break.
You'll be relieved to know. I'm going to talk you through the top 10. Now, in at 5 were athletes and sports people. That surprised me. Thought they would be higher.
Moving on.
That's just... Anyway. In at number 7... nightlife industry, DJs, dancers, waiters. Well, they're surprisingly low. I know. Oh. Well, I thought they'd be with sports people near the top.
Guys, it's not just people at night time like that. I mean, you think about Keegs. What a pants man. And that guy only works from 10 to 12.
In at number 3, I'll gradually step you up to number 1. In at number 3, healthcare, doctors, nurses, nursing assistants.
That's gross.
Really?
Well, yeah, and I don't like that. I mean, I'd argue they are the top echelon of our society. They are carers. They are looking after us. Don't drag them into us, you know.
Yeah, but how much do they work like per annum? Do you know what I mean? It's worth jumping on that bandwagon. If you can get
saying,
a slice of that $500,000 a year.
Yeah, but I'd like to think they're not cheats. Doctors, I like doctors. I mean...
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, you do.
In at number 2, aviation pilots. Ooh, sneaky, sneaky pilots.
Of course.
Is that because they're travelling all the time? They're away from home?
Bingo.
What would you, Fev, have you got anything to say about the pilots?
I've seen Denzel fly a plane before and he was up to some no good.
That's a film.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought that's
In
what
at
he
number
did.
1.
Worst documentary
most,
ever.
The industry most likely to cheat. Financial sector. The bankers and the brokers.
Ugh.
Is that because, and I'm only just surmising here, I've a huge respect for the financial sector. A lot of it is ego-driven. A lot of it, you've got to be on your toes, particularly if you're a stockbroker. You've got to be taking risks.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Wolf of Wall Street. Maybe it's just a stereotype. I don't know. I mean, maybe this is all rubbish. I'm happy to say this is rubbish. I'm happy to. Actually, guys.
Oh.
I've torn it up. Who knows what, who
That's
cares
aggressive.
What university lecturers think. 13, 10, 60. Girls, guys, have you noticed there is a profession that's more likely to cheat? Maybe you have dated a string of plumbers and you're like, they are absolute cheats. There is no two ways about it. Nothing. And to be honest, that was even, I apologise to plumbers listening.
Yeah,
I didn't mean that.
But you're saying plumbing indiscriminately.
Yes. Just, well, maybe. Maybe you like to plumb. Who knows? I don't know.
You like to plumb your brains out, don't you?
60. Guys, maybe you'd like to get involved. Maybe there are women of a profession that you believe cheat. Let's do our own research. We don't need universities involved. We don't need government grants. We can do it very simply on 13, 10, 60.
Of course we
or maybe
can.
Pilots have been given, you know, a raw deal there.
Nah. He has torn up the research of 42,000 people would like to start again with phone calls.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got, you know what, we've seen the data. We've got 1 million people listening to this show at any particular time. That's 1 million.
Yeah, we do.
That's all over university. I mean, Melbourne Uni, don't get me wrong, there's a place for you, but not here in this study.
13, 10, 60.
You've just pushed us above every university in this country. And I believe others.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
A study from New York University came out saying that the professions most likely to cheat are pilots or anyone in the aviation industry. Second were financial sector, bankers and brokers. And third were doctors, nurses and anyone in healthcare. Now, unfortunately, I tore up that bit of paper, so I don't know anything else. And either of you could have said as I was tearing up the piece of paper, you might need it in a few minutes after Callum Scott.
No.
So now we're just making things up, and as we should, Melbourne, because we don't need New York University to tell us who or which profession's more likely to cheat.
What have they done lately?
Exactly.
We don't even live in America.
Please. I know. We can figure that out on our own, and we've got a sample study here. We've got 131060 people calling through to decide which professions are most likely to cheat. Now, Michael from Parkville. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, in Parkville, you're smack bang in the university sector there, Michael, so that's as good as going to Melbourne Uni.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm actually from a small country town in New South Wales, and I reckon supermarket workers are the worst.
Really?
Cheating. But
Michael, what is it about the supermarket? Is it those austere bright lights that lead to extramarital affairs?
That's always mood lighting, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Just one was my last two girlfriends had. One was a deli manager, one was a checkout chick, so I don't know.
And they both cheated on you, Michael?
Yeah, pretty horrible, huh?
That is horrible.
Walk around with the bananas in the front of the trolley.
Oh, that's the thing, isn't it?
If you work at the checkout, and I've often thought this, because I tried to be a checkout chick, and I got turned down. I mean, I went...
Did you?
Yeah, I went to work at Coles when I was 16, and I did the test and everything and the interview, and they said no.
Hit a few speed humps, haven't you?
I hit quite a few speed humps. But I reckon...
There's not a lot of options, is there, other than radio?
Yeah, no, when you get rejected from Coles. But, can I say, I've always thought that's a good profession to pick up on. If you wanted to, like, you get to chat immediately,
yep.
Have a bit of small talk.
Access you know to small eat. Goods and
access to
and
that guy, he keeps coming, the guy you like, he keeps coming back.
It's so true. People and are just hooking up with you for Danish feta.
And the guy's brought milk and bread and he lines up in the big, doesn't go through the express, just goes through yours and lines up four deep.
Yeah, or even as a checker, you get to go, hey, excuse me, sir, come down here, I've just opened this one. I've opened it just for you.
I know. Lots of lines. Why you didn't work at Coles.
So many double entendres to be
heard. Hey, see, Dave? Mel from Craigieburn. Hi, Mel.
How you going?
Mel, we're great. We're doing our own study, our own research here this morning. Now, based on your experience, what professions cheat?
I worked in a fast food industry, multiple ones, and, everyone was in each other's pockets, and I was dating someone who she cheated on me with another co-worker for multiple ones.
So yeah. Fast food. Do any of them, is there anything related to the drive-through? Because that's another great area to pick up in.
No, it was all internal.
Oh, so all just staff.
Christmas parties.
Fast food and fast hands, by the sounds of things.
What's happening in supermarkets and fast food stores?
Yeah,
that's exactly right, isn't it? I mean, there's lots of OH&S.
Well, that's why they
hygiene issues, I would like to
just
be.
Just walk in and get your order.
It's so true.
I'll have that, please.
Maybe there's a lot of, and that's my main meal, but what are we having for dessert?
Becca in Cranbourne East. Hi, Becca.
Gross.
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're great, Becca. Now, help us out. Do you know, or have you done any research on this? What professions?
Yeah, I know for sure, sailors. Because, seriously, I've been out with three. I've actually been engaged to three.
How many?
And
engaged to three sailors?
Yeah, but they all cheated on me. And, two of them were mates, but another one I thought was a completely different type. Wasn't very out there, was quite quiet, and he still did the same.
After the first, you probably should have thought,
sailors, are they just, weekend sailors, or are these sailors?
No, Navy men.
Navy.
Exactly.
Well, that's Becca. I'm not surprised by that at all. And all due respect to everyone who works in the Navy, but that is tough gig for them too. They're stuck in those dorms in their bunks for months on end, and then they stop at they stop in Bermuda.
Ever thought about dating someone from the Army?
I did think about that, but then I actually did basic training myself in the Army, and I thought how hard it was, and I just was a bit too intimidated.
But, Becky, you like a type as well, let's be honest. I mean, Navy guys.
I thought they'd be honest and reliable, and somebody to depend on because they've got a stable, job. Most of them have been in it since they were 16 years old, and it was just like, okay, cool. I've got a keeper, but yeah, no.
Well, Becca, three engagements later, you have saved yourself, you've dodged that bullet, and you've that's a lesson for any other girls out there. I mean, it's obviously there's some great guys in the Navy too, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some rocks. You know what? Let's be honest. It's all down to the individual. It doesn't matter what profession you work in. The whole study, I mean, let's debunk the whole study. It's rubbish.
Can we tweet cheaters New York University cheaters. And tell them they were wrong?
Yeah.
And it's sailors.
So, no, I'm stepping away from all of it, Tim. I don't believe in any of this. I think if you're inclined to cheat, you'll cheat whatever your profession is. And come on, stop maligning people's profession, guys.
You started this! Why are you defending this?
You'll learn very quickly, Tim, that if Fief starts something and just doesn't like it towards the end, she just dumps it.
Okay, good.
That didn't work. Well, we didn't start that.
And I feel like in the meeting afterwards, why did Fev and Dave decide that was a good topic to put on the radio?
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Big news are the US electoral campaign, presidential campaign continues, and Trump has kicked things up over the weekend. Did you hear that he went on the offensive? Fev, and he was saying on Saturday that Hillary Clinton, well, he believes that she was on drugs during the last presidential debate.
Yes, so he did state that, and he wants her to be drug tested next time they go to, I think they go to Vegas for a debate 3. And he goes, what was she on? She has to be on something.
Well, he's the one sniffing all through the debate. Like, honestly, every time I read these, I think it's like a Saturday Night Live sketch. I go, well, that's clearly not happened. But no, it is true. He has said that. And
he's one off his rocker.
Well, again, and it's unbelievable, but we are the only Australian radio show, I'd say anyone in Australian media, that have access to Donald Trump. And we have him on the phone now, Mr. Trump, all the way from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning, you stupid people. What's going on?
Mr. Trump, is this true? I mean, you're having a lend of us, aren't you? You don't really think that Hillary was on drugs.
Definitely. Huge amount of drugs. Huge. I'm saying she was as high as Snoop Dogg on a tour of Jamaica.
What makes you think that, Mr. Trump?
Did you see the presidential debate? There she was, Hillary Clinton. Do you see what I did there? Little play on words. I'm very intelligent. Look, she was perky at the top of the debate. Then she ran out of steam at the end. Looks like she was hopped up on goofballs, and then they wore off.
Yeah, but, I mean, she was probably tired. I mean, we all get tired, especially when someone's on a campaign trail as much as she is, working as tirelessly as she does.
Okay, Missy. Well, she didn't even shake my hand before the debate. Why? Probably because they were shaking from all the wacky pills she was high on, okay?
No, I think she didn't shake your hand because, and I hate to be the one to break this to you, she doesn't like you.
Look, I think I know when someone's on drugs, okay, Missy? Look, I was the guy who said you could build a wall between us and Mexico and the Mexicans are going to pay for it. Do you think a person who is straight comes up with that?
Well, now that you mention it, no, I don't, Mr. Trump.
Exactly. I'm the guy who thought my reality TV show The Apprentice should have won an Emmy. Do you think a person who's normal and not on drugs thinks that way? I said if I wasn't related to my daughter, I probably would have slept with her. Does that sound like a normal, coherent thought? I'm the kind of person who thinks a woman will be attracted to me if I grab her crutch. Do you think that comes from a person who's straight or a little sideways?
Actually, you raise very good points there, Mr. Trump.
Thank you.
Have you rethought this? Do you still want a drug test before the next debate?
Well, okay. I gleefully retract that statement.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Goodbye.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Now, Fev, you need to explain yourself, my friend. I'm just flicking through the Herald Sun. I see a headline. Brendan Favola weighs in on Bryce Gibbs requesting a trade from Carlton back home to Adelaide. And I go, oh, here we go. Fev's weighing in on something. This will be interesting. I wonder what he's got to say. I didn't really. I know what you've got to say. But then it was the first line in this article in the Herald Sun that just took me by surprise. Carlton goal-kicking great Brendan Favola is tired of seeing star players leave the Blues and has one simple solution. I thought this will be good. Great. Can't wait to hear what his advice is. The new coach of the South Melton football team. Sign him up for a return in season 2017.
Yep.
Didn't expect to hear that, Fev. You've got more to say, and I thought, okay, let's hear what you said. This was all on the radio, on another radio station, which is another issue, over the weekend.
That's where I do my best work.
This is Fev on a show called The Dead Set Legends talking about his own potential.
Andrew McDonald will join. Well, I don't think that is what Carlton need.
Well, 200 goals.
I don't think that is what Carlton need.
Are you serious?
If
one pre-season, bang, snags from everywhere.
Okay, how
I
many
put bums on seats.
How many goals would you kick next year?
80 plus.
Oh, give me a spell.
Still the best full forward in the land. Start me training now. Buy Nab Cup. Booyah.
I am still the best full forward in the land. What about Buddy?
What?
Hogan?
Don't put me in the same category as him, mate. Jesse Hogan wouldn't even be able to do my shoelaces up.
Fev, you look like you ate the best full forward in the land.
Aw. That's what I said. Pre-season now. Please. Some of these blokes.
These are big calls.
Some of these blokes pretend to mark the ball when the ball's not even there. Ty Vickery went for a mark and it was an imaginary footy. Hit him in the head.
Are you serious? Mate, Fev, I love you, but you couldn't run out of sight in a dark night now. You, like, there is no way you're hitting the training field.
That's what pre-season is, Dave. Get Fev. Me there, kick 80 plus, put bums on seats, all the Carlton supporters have come back.
Okay, you've made the news. Story. This is all over the Herald Sun today. You've made news. People are talking about the fact that you want to make a comeback in 2018. This has gotten legs of its own, though, my friend. It's going to spiral out of control. Somebody at change.org.au has started a petition. There's actually a petition, 258 supporters so far. Aiming for 500. I reckon you'll get more than that. This is going to take off. You could be back at Carlton next year.
Let's be honest. I was only joking when I said that. And obviously I'd still be able to kick 80 plus, but I've got a nice job now here and I've signed and I'm going to be working here and I just don't, I'm not going to play footy anymore.
I mean, we don't want to come between you and Carlton though. Like, well, if that is your dream and you want to do that.
A lot of water to go under that bridge before I went back there, but I was only joking. So I'm not going to be obviously playing footy because I'm 35 and I'm overweight, as yeah, Dave said. I think I've eaten a few Sharons in my time.
The point is,
when they say they've kicked it straight down your throat, you actually took it down your throat.
I'm like the big mouth at Luna Park.
You may have no choice. Trent from Werribee. Hi, Trent.
Hey, how you going?
Trent, you like the sound of this? Fev back at Carlton?
Ah, yes. I've actually filmed a few games for the WRFL this year, and I've filmed quite a lot of games with Favola, even one at Werribee when he was crawling across the ground for the footy. And if he's that hungry for it, I've been a Carlton supporter my whole life, and Fev, you're my star growing up. I even had your number on the back of my jumper, mate.
Oh.
I'd love to see you back.
What, Trent, out of interest, why was he crawling across the field?
Because the ball was there. I know what he's talking about. Oh. We got a goal out of it.
Yeah.
And Trent says he's got my number on his back, and I remember the people would go to the footy pre-season to buy my jumper. They're all sold out.
Yeah.
That's just what I do. Just put bums on seats. I said that. Bums. He just said it too.
Bums on
seats. If they want their membership to go up, pull, bang, get the loosh back.
Sign the petition at change.org. Let's see if we can get this over 500 this morning.
Snags from everywhere.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
One of my girlfriends woke up so flat on Sunday morning, she sent me a text. In fact, she sent the text to me and Sonda because she's a mutual friend of ours. She'd been out on Saturday night and she'd gone out with her husband and her, and that they've got a beautiful baby, little girl, not a, literally a 12 months old, never get to go out of the house. And they went out with, as a couple and his parents. So double date with her husband and his parents. And as they were leaving the restaurant, the waitress ran up to them. And her husband, and it was handing something to my friend's husband, and she assumed, or they assumed, oh, just the receipt. He must have forgotten to get the receipt. And she handed him a piece of paper, and as he opened it, it was her phone number saying, call me.
What?
Blatantly in front of my friend Kez. And Kez, her whole thing was, What does she think I am? Who does she think I am? Now, I tried to flatter her by saying, well, obviously, she's obviously assumed you're the sister, the really, really hot sister, or a friend. Just that blatant. I'm trying to get into the head of the waitress.
Was the waitresses in that cheating thing? Were they number one?
They were about seven. We were talking about...
And where is that restaurant?
I could tell you
Mixie,
that. Mixie,
you
want
to go
exactly
for dinner?
No, but it's interesting. In the mind of... I'm trying to flick over to the mind of the waitress because she's seen a man and a woman And then there were another man and woman. Clearly, they're the older couple and there's the younger couple. There's two couples.
Well,
that's
they might have,
couples.
Obviously, you don't go out with your parents because they obviously thought brother, sister, mum and dad.
Yeah, but you do go out. I'm trying to get into the mind of the waitress. What was she? She's gone hedging her bets. Hopefully, it's a sister or a friend and not a wife or a girlfriend.
What sort of signals was he letting off?
Well, that's true. Maybe she's...
you're going to get her into trouble.
Maybe she's just doing Ashley Madison live. Like, she thought, I'm going to take this website out of the piece and cut straight to the chase.
It's that sort of shame. It's shameless, though. It's blatant. I can't think of even in, you know, in my past when I've gone, that guy's really cute. If I've ever seen a guy with a girl, and arguably often they are brother and sister or friends, platonic friends, I don't reckon I'd ever do that, hit on somebody. No. And 13, 10, 60.
You'd do it social media or something. Like, you wouldn't
do
it face to face.
No, I would not.
Like 13, a lady.
13, 10, 60. Have you had somebody blatantly, shamelessly flirt with or hit on your partner in front of you?
Did they ring the number?
No.
Well,
the
number?
Funny thing is, she did say to me, should I send her a text going, I am the wife? Like, what? How? Why would you do that in front of me?
No, she should send a text saying it's him.
No, but why?
Just to see what
comes of it.
Well, then the girl's going to write back, excellent, let's hook up.
Yeah, and then she rocks up and goes, bang.
Goes fisticuffs.
13, 10, 60.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Now, let's talk about the text I woke up to on Sunday morning from my girlfriend, Kez, who'd been out for dinner the night before with her husband, only to have the waitress run up to him as they're leaving and hand him a piece of paper with her phone number on it. And I was trying to make lemonade out of lemons because I was saying to Kez, but that's just great. You've got a hot husband and women want him. Like, look at that as a positive. And she's like, no. What does she think I am? A friend? A sister?
You're
irrelevant?
The spin doctor.
Thank you. I do like to see myself in that light. Andrea from Mill Park. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Andrea, have you had somebody blatantly, shamelessly hit on your partner in front of you?
Yes, I have actually. Me and my boyfriend went out for dinner one night, and as we're getting up from the restaurant, we're walking out, and she came past, and she slapped and sort of grabbed his ass.
Oh,
and she goes, "Yes," and she goes, "You have one good ass," and I'm just standing there looking at her like, "Who do you think I am? Like, I'm clearly the girlfriend."
She touched him. That's inappropriate on so many levels. Yeah. Andrew, did she respond to the look you gave her, or she just did not care about you?
She gave the look like she couldn't care less. I was like, oh, my
God.
Wow.
And more importantly, how did your partner handle this?
He looked at me, and because we sort of muck around about these sorts of things, but because it's actually happened, we looked at each other like, what just really happened? And we started laughing, but then I looked at her, But the whole night when she was serving us, we were calling each other babe. Like, I'm pretty sure you don't call your brother or sister babe.
Did he turn around and say, well, hon, I do have buns of steel?
No, he actually said, he goes, well, thank you. And he looks at me and goes, see? And I was like, well.
Well, Andrea, I think there's something for all of us in here and for all the women listening. We are not just pieces of meat. I mean, for you guys just to come up to us, treat us like objects, quite frankly, I'm sick of being vilified like this.
Gabrielle in Elston Wick. Hi, Gab.
Hi.
Have you enjoyed this? Somebody blatantly hit on your partner in front of you?
Yeah. When my husband and I were living together, we went out for Friday night, you know, drinks, and there was a group of us dancing on the dance floor. So I think he knew the girl, and she just went across the circle to him and started undoing his shirt in front of
No.
Like, right down, like, undid all the buttons on his shirt, and he just stood there and looked at her.
That is
And then
actually,
what, asked for a 20 to get stuff down his underwear?
Oh, no, I don't know. I think he was in shock. I'm giving him that excuse. But she knew I was with him. And she just went over and undid his shirt.
What are these women? There we go. Yes, there it is. Well, he obviously is still your partner, Gab.
Yeah, we've been married for 20 years.
Yeah,
so
well done.
But I did the melodramatic exit and ran out and burst into tears. So, you know, I kind of sorted it.
If any bloke looks at Schnooksy twice, I just give him the... And that's it.
What was that? Look, go for it.
Just a...
Oh, that was a...
What is that?
So radio. Looked like a pig. Looked like a pig snorting his snout.
I better leave that guy alone. He's having a stroke. I should stop cracking onto his wife.
of that catch-up, hopefully you agree that Fifi, Dave and Fev are pretty good at making you smile. But Smile Solutions are the real smile experts. Australia's largest provider of Invisalign, right here in Melbourne.